Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
午安，弟兄姊妹们。
I'd like to ask you to turn to the Gospel of Luke.
请翻开路加福音。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
We're going to focus on verses 5 through 10 this afternoon, but I would like to read the first 10 verses.
今天下午我们将要注重在第五节到第十节，但是呢，我想从第一节读到第十节。
And then we'll have a further word of prayer together. Luke chapter 11.
然后我们有一点更多的祷告。路加福音第十一章。
He, the Lord Jesus, was praying in a certain place. And after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us each day our daily bread.And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who's indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.
我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread.For a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我3个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路，来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And he answers from within, Do not bother me. The door's already been locked. My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我。门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
I tell you that even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you.Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you.
我要告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Let's pray.
我们得祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can be here gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们今天下午能够因着你的名里头，我们一同聚集在你的面前。
And Heavenly Father, we recognize that it is you who have gathered us here.
在天上的父啊，我们感谢你，因为我们知道这是你召聚我们在你的面前。
It's just such love you have shown to us.
你已经向我们显出你何等样的爱。
And Lord, we just want to bow before thee and worship thee.
主啊，我们就是愿意在你面前俯伏敬拜。
Lord, as we come to your word, we just confess to you, Lord, we don't understand.
主啊，当我们来到你话语的面前的时候，我们得承认，主，我们实在是不明白。
Lord, we don't want to rely upon our own understanding or upon our own energies to try to figure out your word.
主啊，我们实在是不愿意再一次靠着我们自己的智慧，靠着我们自己的能力来认识你的话。
Lord, we just want to come and just ask you to speak to us.
我们就是来到你的面前，我们来求你向我们说话。
Lord, every one of us, we need to hear you.
主啊，每一个人在这里的都需要听到你的话。
And Lord, we thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit from heaven to take the things of Christ and to make them real to us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你从天上差遣了圣灵来到我们当中，使主耶稣的事情在我们里面成为何等的真实。
Lord, for speaking, for translating, for hearing, for practicing your word, Lord, we just want to depend upon you this afternoon.
主啊，为这说的翻译的还听的还随遵循你话语的我们今天下午都来到你面前单单来仰望你
And Lord we just ask that you would strengthen us and refresh us and just enable us to have a meeting with yourself
主啊我们就求你在里面来加力量给我们在里面赐给我们新鲜的话语就好叫我们能够跟随你自己
Thank you Lord We pray in Jesus' precious name
我们感谢你靠着主耶稣基督的名 Amen
Now, brothers and sisters, I'd like to share a little bit of testimony with you this afternoon.
弟兄姊妹，今天下午我想跟大家先分享一个见证。
Now, where I fellowship usually is down in South Jersey.
我平常都是在南泽西跟弟兄姊妹有聚会。
And it's about 2 hours drive when the traffic is like it is today.
在今天这种交通的状况底下呢，大概要开两个钟头。
Now my family, we moved down there from around the Trenton area about a year ago, close to a year ago.
我们的整个家从Trenton 的附近呢搬到那个聚会的附近大概一年以前。
And just in the time that we've been there, the whole fellowship has really been experiencing a lot of new things.
就当我们搬到那附近的时候呢在那里的聚会他们正经历了许多新的事情。
Now we had planned for a long time. We sought the Lord together about our meeting place.
我们呢在那里为着我们聚会的地方，我们寻求主好一段时间呢。
Because over the years, the space just didn't seem adequate.
因为过去好多年，在那里的聚会的地方就好像它的地方不够了。
And in many ways, the facility was an inconvenience for many brothers and sisters.
而且呢，许多年在那里聚会的场地，对了许多弟兄姊妹们都不太方便。
Particularly some of the elderly brothers and sisters and some of the visitors who came, it was just the facility with the plumbing and just the room, it just wasn't adequate.
那对的一些新来的朋友，对于年长的弟兄姊妹们，那个地方呢，它实在是需要一些装修，使得对实在是不太方便。
And on top of that, there were a lot of things that just, weren't up to date in terms of the electrical code and different kinds of things like that. So we felt responsible before the Lord. We really want to seek the Lord about it.
而且呢，这么多年呢，这个房屋实在是建筑物实在是很老了，很多的规定呢，我们都不能够符合。所以我们在主面前觉得有这样子的责任来思想一些事情。
And I know that you brothers and sisters are in a similar situation.
我知道弟兄姊妹们现在正是在一个类似的情况里。
But I don't want to share particularly about meeting places, but about something very important that the Lord really brought to our hearts when we would come together to pray.
我想我在这里主要不是要交通我们有聚会的地方，我实在是想来交通的。当我们主把我们带到他的面前来的时候呢，我们一同要来思想的是什么？
It seemed like we really felt impressed of the Lord to really ask the Lord what it was that He was seeking through this time of change.
就在主把那个摆在我们里面的负担呢，是说在这样子的改变的环境里头，我们呢到底要追求的是什么
？Now I share with you some of the needs that we felt in a very real way.
我想跟弟兄姊妹交通一些在我们里头呢所经历的是非常真实的一些事。
In a way, we kind of had a list of many needs.
我们呢实在是有一大串的需要。
And we know that the Lord wants us to bring our needs and requests to Him and to ask Him.
我们知道主呢，他是希望我们能够把我们的需要带到他的面前来向他祈求。
But somehow during all of this time, it just seemed like the Lord really wanted to quiet us down a little bit.
但是呢，这段时间里头，好像主呢，在我们心中的是要我们做的是要我们能够安静在他的面前。
And to really ask him what it is that he was seeking.
那真正来寻求主，到底主在我们中间要得着什么？
Is our way of meeting pleasing to the Lord?
我们一种聚会的方式是讨主的喜悦吗？
Is the way that we gather, the way that we consider these things, is this really pleasing the Lord?
我们呢一同聚在一起，一同来思考事情，这些事情是讨主的喜悦吗？
Or are we just thinking our own thoughts and we're off the track somewhere?
我们还是说我们只是照着我们自己的方法，走我们自己的道路，想我们自己的事情。
Because, brother, we went through a lot of different discussions and trying to make decisions.
弟兄姊妹，我们经过了好多的那个一同商议，也是做了许多的不同的决定。
And it seemed like the more we talked about this situation, the more confusing it got.
就好像呢，那情况好像是我们是越讨论呢，我们里面呢越迷惑了。
Some brothers and sisters felt like we should go far down south New Jersey where the land is very inexpensive and just buy some land.
有些弟兄姊妹们觉得我们应该更南往南边搬一点，那边地方比较便宜，我们就买一块地盖一个大的会所。
And others who lived a little further north said, well, we don't want to go too far down south New Jersey. Well, what's wrong with this place? Why don't we just fix this place up?
有些人觉得呢，他们还是应该搬到北边一点，他们不愿意搬到南边去，就说，哎，这个地区就会很好啊，我们把它修一修，把它再修一下就好了。
And others said, well, this place is no good. Let's look for a different place that's in this area here.
那么有些弟兄们说呢，说这个地方实在是不太好了，但是我们在这个附近再找一个类似的聚会的地方。
And as we began to share about it, we began to see that there's an awful lot of ideas here.
当我们一同在那里交通的时候，我们实在是发觉有许许多多不同的意见。
And there's an awful lot of feeling here.
里面的感觉也不太一样。
Maybe we should just wait for a while.
说不定我们就在主面前应该有些等候。
And we did wait. We waited a long time.
我们实在是在主面前等候，我们也实在等候了许久。
And all the while, the facility, the building, it just get worse and worse.
那在这同时呢，这个建筑物啊，它的那个情况就越来越糟了。
And we found ourselves caught in an uncomfortable situation, to be quite honest with you.
实在跟弟兄姊妹说，我们呢在几乎都落到一个情况，是我们非常感觉的不舒适， 不平安。
It was obvious that we had to do something. The Lord wanted us to do something.
有的时候我们这样想说，主实在是在我们中间呢，需要我们做些事情。
But we didn't have the same mind about what to do.
但是呢，我们没有一样的看见到底应该怎么样做。
And it was through this sort of long drawn out process that it is when the Lord really kind of turned our hearts.
就在这个决志在寻求的这个长的过程当中呢，主好像把我们的心呢都转回来了。
And really examined our priority before Him.
但是在要我们在他面前呢来寻求什么样是最重要的。
And encouraged us to persist and not to give up.
而且呢，他鼓励我们要有坚持，不要随时的随便的放弃。
Because oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when we're facing a crisis or facing a difficulty, the first thing that comes to mind is how it's going to affect me and what my needs are.
弟兄姊妹，当每次我们碰到一些重要的关键的时机的时候呢，我们第一个想到的就是说，到底这件事情到底影响我是什么样子的。
And then when we go ahead and we find that this whole matter is going to be a lot more difficult than we thought, the temptation is to get discouraged, or at least to just be passive.
当我们发觉呢，这个事情呢，实在是比我们想象还要再糟糕的时候呢，我们里头啊就开始觉得有点都退回来了，觉得有点保留了。
But to make a long story short, brothers and sisters, we had decided to go ahead to renovate the present building, and it was going to take about 6 to 8 months to do it.
弟兄姊妹，后来我们就终于决定了要重新再改建我们那个最会所的地方，大概要花6到8个月的时间。
So we all got together one Saturday and we emptied out the building. We moved everything away and put it in storage.
所以有一个礼拜六呢，我们大家都聚集在会所，我们把这整个地方都清干净了，把所有东西都搬到外头去了。
And one sister in the Lord is a teacher at the elementary school that was just down the street.
有一个姊妹呢，她是在隔壁几条街的一个小学里面当老师。
And she inquired for us, and we found that we could have permission to use the gymnasium in the elementary school for the period of time.
她替我们去申请，发觉在这段时间里头呢，我们可以用他们的那个体育馆来聚会。
And we really thank the Lord for putting us on this road.
我们实在是感谢主，他把我们摆在这条道路上。
But I'll be honest with you, as soon as we moved into the elementary school, it really seemed like it was even more difficult than before.
但是呢，我的弟兄姊妹们，当我们一旦搬进了那个小学的体育馆的时候，我们发觉呢，这个情形比以前还要糟糕。
Because the gymnasium is very, very large.
因为呢，这个体育馆是非常非常的大。
And the ceilings are very high.
那个屋顶也非常的高。
And our microphones and speakers were just not quite good.
我们的一些音响设备呢，都不敷使用了。
And some of the brothers and sisters couldn't hear at all.
有些弟兄姊妹呢，连听都听不到讲什么。
And some of the brothers and sisters in the front could just hear too much.
但是呢，坐在前排的一些弟兄姊妹们，他们听的是声音越来越太大了。
We met this morning, and there's this dear sister sitting in the back, and she was just sitting here like this.
今天早上我们聚会的时候，有一个姊妹坐在最后排，她就是把两个耳朵用遮起来，想要听得清楚。
Tell us to turn it down a little bit. It's too loud.
她告诉我们说，不是声音太大了，把声音调小一点。
And there's a great big fan on the top of the ceiling.
有一个呢，在那个屋顶上有一个很大的一个电风扇。
And when you get the sound just right.
它的那个声音呢，就是那么大。
That's when the fan comes on.
那当那个电风扇打开的时候，发觉声音是刚刚好的。
So you see what I mean? It's very, we thought we could settle down and relax, but it's almost the Lord doesn't want us to relax.
就好像我们想到我们可以按那个安息一段时间，安歇下来，安静在主的面前的时候，主好像不要我们休息似的。
And that's not the only thing. We can only be in that gymnasium for 2 hours.
不单只是这样子，我们在那个体育馆里面呢，只能待两个小时。
And when 2 hours is over, we have to pack everything up and put it away and go.
在两个小时一到，我们必须把所有东西都收起来，立刻就离开。
Now we used to love to stay there for a long time and have lunch together and fellowship.
我们呢，通常都是喜欢在那里待到久一点，大家有些交通，一同吃个中饭。
And now we fellowship when we're walking back to our cars.
我们现在的那个唯一有的交通呢，就是一同走回我们的车上的时候，这里。
And we can't come on Wednesday night for prayer meeting or Friday night for Bible study.
我们呢，礼拜三晚上不能来祷告了，礼拜五晚上不能来查经了。
And so many brothers and sisters have begun to open up their homes, and we've been squeezing into different places to have prayer together and study the Lord's word.
有些弟兄姊妹们就把他们家能够打开，把让弟兄姊妹能够尽量的塞到他这个各个家去。我们开始有一些那个交通组的话。
And many times it's quite humorous because there's not enough room necessarily in some dear sister's apartment. She wants everyone to come.
有的时候呢，实在是那个情况不是很好，因为他们地方不是很大。但是呢，有弟兄姊妹确实希望尽量多的弟兄姊妹来。
And she's dear sister, and we can't say no, 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 we can't come to your place.
那个对这样的姊妹，我们不能说对不起，我们不能够来。
And so we all squeeze in this little place.
结果呢，我们都挤在一个小小的地方。
And the English, you stay downstairs, you speak Mandarin, you got to go upstairs.
如果你是说英文的话呢，你就待在楼下；如果是你说中文的话，你到楼上去。
Actually, the room is bigger upstairs because there's more brothers and sisters who want to pray in Mandarin.
那个在楼上的那个地方还空间还大一点，那个弟兄姊妹在那里用中文祷告。
But the reason I share this, brothers and sisters, because what we've come to see is that the Lord is really desiring for us to really seek Him.
弟兄姊妹，我需要交通这样子的目的呢，是让我们能够看见主他要我们中间，在我们中间得着的是要我们能够来寻求他自己。
And not just to seek him for the big things, but to seek him for everything.
不是来那个寻求一些大的什么大事，实在是来寻求他的自己。
And in many ways, we're making a discovery of how precious it can really be to have that fresh contact with the Lord.
许多次呢，我们都发觉呢，在当我们跟主一同碰面的时候，那里头的是何等的甘甜，何等的新鲜。
And we've seen how faithful the Lord is in making provision.
我们实在是看见主呢，他的供应是何等的信实。
The mayor of Magnolia Township was completely against the plan that we had proposed.
我们那个镇上的那个市长呢，他是完全反对我们的那个计划的。
But she was the only one who was against it.
她呢是唯一一个反对这样计划的。
And so, in over her objections, the council approved the plans.
虽然她是反对了，但是呢，这整个 那个他们的议会呢，他们通过了这个计划。
And we find that on two different occasions when the brothers were meeting with the township officials.
好几次呢，我们发觉弟兄姊妹跟这些在镇上这些官员们呢一同聚集。
It was on Wednesday evening, just at the time that we were gathered together to pray.
就是在礼拜三的晚上，我们要聚在一起祷告的时候。
And the brothers would come and share with us how they really had no idea how to convince these people because they had no idea what they might object to.
这些弟兄姊妹们，他们就来跟我们交通说，他们实在不知道该怎么样跟这些官员们交往啊，因为实在他们不知道他们会带出什么样的问题。
But the Lord worked in a wonderful way just to indicate to us that He was behind this and He wants us to proceed.
但是主呢，他奇妙的作为呢，让我们看见了，是他在那里带领，是他在这一切的事情的背后。
And so this little portion of scripture, brothers and sisters, is something that we've shared together as we fellowshipped in prayer over these weeks.
那我们刚刚所读的这段话呢，就是我们在那里弟兄姊妹一同聚集在一起的时候，我们一同交通的一段话。
And I'd just like to share with you just a few thoughts.
我就想跟弟兄姊妹交通了几个点。
Now on this occasion, we read in the Gospel of Luke, our Lord Jesus and His disciples, they were together in some place.
在这里路加福音所记载的是主耶稣基督跟他的门徒们在某个地方聚在一会儿。
Now probably they were just taking a time of rest on the journey.
说不定他们是在这个旅途的路上呢，他们休息了一会儿。
And our Lord Jesus, probably removed a little ways from the disciples and He had some time of prayer.
耶稣他自己呢，可能就离开的门徒们一段距离，他自己花自己有点时间在来祷告。
And we're not told what the other disciples were doing.
我们不晓得其他这些门徒们在做什么。
But there was one disciple, we don't even know his name.
那在那里有一个门徒，我们不晓得他的名字是什么。
But there was one disciple that had his eyes on the Lord Jesus.
在那里有一个门徒呢，他的眼目呢注视在主身上。
And was probably eavesdropping a little bit.
他的那个耳朵呢在倾听着。
And he was listening to the Lord pray.
他在听主耶稣怎么祷告。
And something happened in his heart as he was hearing the Lord pray.
当他听见主耶稣在祷告的时候呢，在他心里头发生了一些事。
And probably it just, he really began to understand that I just don't know how to pray.
他开始明白，他实在是不知道怎么样祷告。
I pray, but I don't pray the way that Jesus prayed.
我虽然我祷告，但是我实在不像主耶稣基督那样子祷告。
But God was working in the heart of this one disciple.
但是呢，神呢，在这一个门徒的心中工作。
And he was bold enough to approach the Lord.
他呢是这个胆子够大，然后到了主面前去。
And just ask the Lord, teach us to pray.
他就问主说，主啊，教导我们怎么样祷告。
And it was almost as if the Lord was expecting him to come.
好像呢，主呢实在在期望他来到他的面前。
We know our Lord Jesus was never taken by surprise.
我们都知道我们的主呢从来不会对什么任何事情感到惊奇的。
And he was ready with a response to this question.
当这个问题来的时候呢，主早就预备好了要怎么样回答。
But you'll notice how the Lord Jesus, when he began to speak to the disciples about prayer, he spoke to all of his disciples.
但是呢，当主开始对这个门徒说，什么祷告的事情呢，他是对所有的门徒说的。
And this is very important, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事。
This precious instruction from our Lord was the result of one seeking heart.
这个主对于祷告的这个宝贝的教导呢，是来自于一个愿意寻求主的那个心。
There was one heart that sensed his own inadequacy and yet at the same time was attracted to the Lord.
有一个人他的心呢是觉得他自己是怎么样的不配，怎么样的够不上，但是呢他被主自己所吸引。
And his desire to be near the Lord and to learn from the Lord was greater, was stronger than that feeling of inadequacy.
他里头那里有的愿意来到主的面前那个盼望，那个想望，那个远远的胜过了他里面觉得那个软弱。
You know, sometimes we feel our own weakness and we want to withdraw, we want to go hide.
那有的时候呢，我们当我们觉得里面常常软弱的时候，我们呢是巴不得能够他他他 逃离啊，我们能够藏起来。
But this is the grace of God that's working in the heart of this one disciple.
但是呢，神的恩典呢，在这一个寻求主人的心里头呢，在那里工作。
And there was a question on his heart, and he wanted to ask the Lord.
啊，在这个人的心里头呢，他有一个问题，他愿意要来问主。
And that question drew him out to seek the Lord.
这个问题呢，把他带出来，愿意来寻求他的主。
And behind it all was God's desire that these disciples should enter in to the experience of all that the Lord is speaking of here.
哦，在这里，在神心意呢，实在是希望他的门徒们都能有这样的心呢，来到主的面前来寻求他自己。
So you see, God can work in the heart of one brother or sister, one young person.
所以你看见呢，神呢可以在一个弟兄姊妹，而且是一个年轻的弟兄姊妹，在心中工作。
And if you respond to God's working in your heart, everyone can benefit from that.
如果你对神摆在你里面那个寻求的心有个回应的话呢，众人都要得到益处。
And you know the Lord is ready with a response.
但是我们主呢，对这个问题呢，早就预备好了。
There's one thing about the disciples' question that kind of gives them away a little bit.
门徒的那个问题呢，好像对他们来讲有点疑惑了。
And we all have this kind of thinking as well.
我们呢，可能都也有类似的这个想法。
Wouldn't it be nice if the Lord would just tell us in an easy to follow, step by step direction exactly how to pray and how to seek Him?
难道我们常会问说，主为什么不告诉我们一些很简单的一步一步的这些步骤，让我们知道怎么样来跟随主呢
？And then all of our questions would be answered.
我们所有的那个问题呢，都得到解答了。
And we would just do it, just like the Lord told us, 1, 2, 3.
我们呢就去做就是的。神告诉我们一二三，我们就照着做。
And often what we're seeking is a method, a technique, a way to do things.
我们呢常常所寻求的呢是寻找一些方法、一些道路，怎么样去做一些事情。
And that's the way many of us have treated this prayer.
对，也就是为许多人呢，他们那个看这个祷告就是这样子。这个、
From the time I was a very small child, my parents told me this, and it was always something to memorize and something to recite.
自从我小的时候呢，我的父母告诉我这样子祷告的时候，我总是常常把这件事情呢记在我的心里，常常想起这个祷告。
And you ask, well, what's the Lord's prayer? And we could say the prayer.
当人问我们说到底什么是主祷文的时候，我们都能够说得出来。
And how many Christians throughout the ages have said this prayer?
多少年来，多少弟兄姊妹们，他们实在是说了这个主祷文多少次。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is not first of all interested in giving us a technique or a method.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的主呢，对于给我们一些技术性的一些步骤呢，我们主没有什么兴趣。
Like、we had John's method, but now we want Jesus' method.
我们呢曾经有过这约翰的一些方法，现在我们要主的方法。
What the Lord is seeking is something more than that.
但是呢，我们主所要寻找呢，是比这个还要多的。
It's really a heart that is compatible with His heart, that is in agreement with His heart.
实在是他要寻找的是一个心呢，是能够跟他的心，跟我们主的心表同情的。
And so there's some very essential principles that are brought out in this instruction.
所以呢，在这个所有的教主的教导里头呢，它带着一个很重要的一个原则。
Now I don't want to take time to go through all details. That's not the point.
我想我今天的重点呢，不是要进入这个祷告里面的细节。
But there are two things that I'd like to share.
但是呢，有两件事呢，我要想跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
And we brothers and sisters down in South Joe, we've experienced the Lord really dealing with us in these matters.
我们在南直系的弟兄姊妹们呢，真是觉得呢，主在这件事情上在来对付我们。
And especially in times of corporate prayer and corporate Bible study together.
尤其是呢，当整个教会聚在一起，一同来祷告，一同来查经的时候。
The first thing is about priority.
第一件事情呢，就是说什么是最重要的
？What comes first before everything else？
到底什么事情呢？是在任何事情之先的
？What's the very first thing？
到底是什么事情是最首要的
？What's more important than anything else？
有是什么事情是比任何其他事情都来得重要的
？What is the one thing that you can't do without？
但是是不是到底哪一件事情呢？是你非做不可的
？That's what we need to bring to the Lord。
就是我要把这件事情带到主的面前。
If we're not bringing the first thing first,
如果我们不是把最首要的事情带到主的面前的话，
then we're really just seeking our own interest.
我们呢实在是在寻求的是我们自己的那个利益。
And so this first is matter of priority.
所以这第一件事情呢就是优先的次序。
And secondly, persistence.
第二件呢就是要坚持。
Oftentimes we discover that we give up long before we should.
我们常常发觉呢，我们在还没有准备好的时候，我们就早就放弃了。
And the Lord would have us always to pray and not to lose heart, not to faint.
我们的主呢，他总是要我们来到面前来祷告，更多的祷告。
And we can see these two principles very, very clearly in this portion.
我们在这一段的话里头呢，发觉这两个原则呢是非常的清楚的。
What comes before everything else?
到底什么事情呢？是在任何事、其他事之先的。
Father, hallowed be thy name.
这父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That the Father's name should be honored.
但是父的名呢，需要得到尊崇。
That the Heavenly Father should be pleased and glorified by what we're doing when we gather together.
父的名呢，要借着我们所的聚集，我们所做的呢，得到荣耀。
That there would be praise and worship and honor directed to Him alone.
我带进来的是祷告、颂赞，完全的归给我们的父神。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
That He would be our Lord.
他呢，能够成为我们的主。
Not just when we gather together to pray.
不是仅仅当我们在祷告的时候，他是我们的主。
But the day by day, we might be people who are.In obedience to the Lord.
而是呢，我们每一天呢，都是活在顺服他的光景里。
That I recognize that the Lord Jesus is my King.
我们呢，认识呢，主呢，他就是我们的王。
That He has the right to tell me what to do.
他有那个权柄呢，告诉我该怎么样做。
He has the right to send me here or there.
他有权柄呢，告诉把我送到这里，送到那里去。
He has the right to ignore my opinion.
他有那个权利呢，他可以完全忽视我的那个意见。
He has the right to be worshipped and obeyed.
他有那个权利呢，是让得着人的尊崇，得着人的顺服。
And that's not just a prayer meeting or in Sunday worship.
不仅仅只是在祷告聚会的时候，是在主日聚会的时候。
But that's when I wake up in the morning.
就算是我们早上醒来的时候。
That's when I'm very busy at work.
当我在工作中非常忙碌的时候。
That's when I'm driving home in a traffic jam.
当我在那个开车回家，那个有交通阻塞的时候。
That's when I'm going to talk to my daughter's teacher about her report card.
当我要跟我的那个女儿的老师来。那个谈一谈他的作业成绩的时候。
That's when we're washing the car or mowing the lawn.
或是呢，我们正在洗车子，我们在剪草的时候。
Is the Father's name honored, and is His kingdom in expression here?
父的名是不是得到荣耀，得到尊崇？他的国是不是在我们当中
？And finally, is His will being done?
到底呢？最后呢？是他的。旨意呢，是不是被成全？
That will that is already perfect in heaven, is it being worked out here on the earth?
他那个旨意在天上是完美的，是完全的，但是他在地上是不是有他的成全？
Now we might not know what's going on 5 miles down the road, but all we're responsible for is right here, right now.
我们呢，对于五里以外的事情呢，所发生的事情，我们可能没有任何责任。但是呢，对于就在发生在我们周遭的事情呢，我们有责任。
Is that why we're gathered here this afternoon?
这是不是我们今天下午聚在这里的原因呢？
Is that why we read the Bible?
这是不是我要读主话的原因呢？
Is that our motive in prayer?
这是不是我们有那个里面的动力来祷告的那个原因呢？
Is that why we want to get a new meeting place?
这是不是我们要找一个新的聚会的地方的那个原因呢？
Is that why we want a bigger parking lot?
是不是我们这是不是我们要想要一个大一点的那个停车场的原因呢？
You see, brothers and sisters, it's first things first.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要把最重要的事情摆在最首位。
And then there's other things that follow.
然后呢，其他的事情就跟着来了。
Give us this day our daily bread.
把日用今天日用的饮食呢赐给我。
Forgive us all of our trespasses.
赦免我们的罪。
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
就好像我们赦免了凡亏欠我们的人。
Protect us in time of temptation.
不要叫我们遇见试探。
Deliver us from the evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Now you see, all of these things is our.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这些事情是我们的，我们的，我们的。
All these things are to come after.
这些事情呢是跟着那个首要的事情来的。
The first priority is thy.
这最重要的首要的是关键的是你的。
And then our.
然后是我们的。
Now, brother, see, I admit that I heard this many times as a young believer.
弟兄姊妹，当我还年轻的时候呢，我听见这个信息听过很多次了。
But I didn't quite understand, how this was supposed to be.
但是呢，我实在是对这件事情要怎么样的实行出来，我实在不太清楚。
After you say, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, what else do you say after that?
当我们说呢，这个愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候，再下去要做些什么呢？
You can say that very quickly.
我们甚至很快能够把这些说完呢。
But you see, I was just thinking about it as something that you say.
但是呢，我们常常并没有思想我们这个刚刚所说过的。
And then we have these very big prayers, and then we have these very small prayers.
我们有很多一些很大的祷告，然后有一些很小的祷告。
And, I really benefit a lot from the sharing of an older, brother.
当我跟一个年长的弟兄交通的时候呢，我实在是得到很多帮助。
And he said, it's not that we just open a prayer meeting with all of these high things about the Father's name and His kingdom and His will, and then we bring all of our needs in later.
不是说我们开始有一个祷告聚会，先把这个关于父的这些大的事情全部都提出来了，然后我们来提一些小的事。
Because many times, brothers, we come to the prayer meeting and our hearts are very burdened.
因为弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们来到那个祷告聚会的时候呢，我们的心呢实在是沉重的。
A brother or a sister or a family member who's lost his or her job.
可能呢有一个的弟兄的姊妹呢，他的这家人呢，他失去了工作了。
Or there's somebody that we care about very deeply and they're seriously ill.
或者是我们一个非常关心的人呢，他患了重病了。
Or there's a broken relationship somewhere and our hearts are very heavy.
或者是有些关系他们有破碎的关系的，但是在我们的心中呢是非常的沉重的。
Maybe we see a son or a daughter, struggling, with the environment in the public schools.
也许呢我们看见一个儿子一个女儿呢，他在那个公立学校那个环境里头呢，他们是非常的那个非常的困难的。
And they feel that it's very, very difficult to go to school and to study because it's just a bad place to be.
他们就发觉呢，他要去学校去上课去学习也是非常的困难，因为那个环境是那么恶劣。
And this elderly brother shared something that really helped me.
这个弟兄呢，他交通一些事情呢，实在是帮助了我。
It's not that we pray these high things and then we pray these low things.
不是说我们先祷告了一些很高的一些祷告，然后呢再祷告一些低的祷告。
But in all things, we pray that the Father's name may be hallowed.
而是呢，在每一件事情上都让父的名呢被尊为圣。
When that brother is seeking for work and it'sone interview after another and nothing comes through.
当这个的弟兄他在寻求职业的时候，他是一个面谈接了一个面谈没有结果的时候。
We pray for that brother that he may honor the Lord whatever happens.
我们的祷告呢是盼望这个弟兄呢，他不管在任何的情况底下，他能够尊主的名为圣。
And we stand with that brother that God's will would be done.
那我们呢，跟着弟兄一同站在一起呢，祷告那个父的心意啊，能够成就。
And if the Lord wants us to wait, then Lord, may we have that grace to wait upon you.
如果我们的主要我们等候的话呢，盼望的主给我们的恩典，让我们能够等候。
Now, what if someone has wronged us?
如果有人他们错待我们呢
？And we feel, there's a relationship that's broken.
或者是呢，有一个关系呢，一个他们破裂了。
We pray for healing in that relationship.
我们呢，为着那个关系的复合呢，我们祷告吗
？So that this brother and this sister, they can honor the name of the Father.
我们祷告呢是为了这个弟兄或者姊妹呢，他们能够尊主的名为圣。
That together we submit to our Master.
我们一同在一起的时候，我们向着我们的主顺服。
And we submit to one another out of reverence for the Master.
为着我们遵从我们主的缘故，我们彼此顺服。
And we seek that the Lord would have His way, not that one or the other of us would have our way.
而我们祷告的是让主他的旨意成就，而不是我们任何一个人自己的旨意成就。
You see, brothers and sisters, this is very helpful.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我来讲是非常有帮助的。
Because behind every circumstance, behind every need.
因为呢，在任何一个环境。的后面，任何一个需要的后面。
Behind every temptation and trial that you and I will ever experience.
在每一个我们所经过的试探和试炼，我们所经过的事情。
There is an opportunity for us to honor the Father's name.
那里呢就有来了一个机会，让我们能够尊我们的父为圣。
And there's an opportunity for us to yield to His lordship over our lives.
那也是一个机会呢，让我们顺服。
And it's a chance for me to see how stubborn I am in myself.
而且是一个机会让我看见我这个人呢是何等样的那个顽固。
And how I think I'm right, but really the Lord, He's right.
当我在说想我是对的时候呢，实在是主他是对的。
And I'm wrong, and I need to submit to Him.
但是我呢是错的，我必须要顺服主他的带领。
And it's a chance for me to see that when I go my own way and try to manage my own life.I'm just wasting my time.
就当我在要想要掌管我自己的道路，当我自己计划自己的道路的时候，我才发觉我实在是浪费我自己的时间了。
If God's will is not being done in my life, then what am I doing?
如果主的他的旨意不能够在我的身上成就的话，我在地上那个做些什么呢？
If he's not happy, how can I ever be happy?
如果他不喜悦的话，我如何能够喜悦呢？
You see what I mean, brothers? There's this matter of priority that runs through everything.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见在这个那优先次序呢，是在任何所有的事情上都是一样的。
And this is more than just a pattern for how to pray.
这不仅仅只是说告诉我们怎么样来祷告。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这实在是神他永远的旨意。
That Jesus Christ, His beloved Son, should come to have the first place in everything.
而是呢，我们的主耶稣基督他儿子呢，在凡事上居首位。
That the Lord Jesus should be the beginning of everything that we do.
而主耶稣呢，他需在一切我们所做的事情之为是。之前的
But he should be before everything else.
他呢必须要在我们在任何事情之前他是居首位的
That he should have the priority.
他呢是在占最优先的次序的
Because the day is coming, brothers and sisters, when everything that is in heaven and on the earth is going to be summed up under the headship of Jesus Christ.
因为有一天会来到，不管是天上的、地下的，都要在归到主耶稣基督名下的。
And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
那万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督他是主。
To the glory and the honor of God the Father.
好，叫荣耀颂赞归给我们的神。
So this is no small thing, brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姊妹，这实在不是一件小事情。
And we find that we've been learning through our building project.
我们发觉呢，我们在这个改造会所的这件事情上一同在学习。
To seek first His kingdom.
实在是先求他的国和
His righteousness.
和他的义。
But this is a testing thing.
但是呢，实在是一个试炼的一件事情。
This matter of persistence is also very important.
那另外呢，是关于坚持这件事情也是非常重要的。
And this little story that our Lord told, it's easy to read this too quickly. I've done it many times.
关于主他教导我们这件事情的话呢，我们很容易就忽略了。我读这件事情，这段话也读了好多次了。
The Lord is not just telling us to be persistent in prayer.
我们的主他不是仅仅教导我们说要在祷告的事上要坚持。
He's showing us how to get there.
他也告诉我们了如何到达那个地方。
He's showing us how this kind of faith that won't give up gets worked into our lives.
他要让我们看见呢，这个信心呢，是不放弃的信心呢，是如何做在我们的生命里头的。
See, our Lord is not just giving us a commandment and then standing back just to see how we do.
你知道我们的主呢，不是只是给我们一个命令呢，他就站到后头去看我们自己怎么做。
Now the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
律法呢是借着摩西来的，但是呢，恩典和真理呢都是借着耶稣基督来的。
If the Lord gives us instruction, gives us commandment, He also gives us the grace to obey.
那如果我们的主呢，他给我们命令，给我们一些教导，他也给我们足够的恩典，让我们能够顺
服。And He wants to bring us into the good of it, into the experience of it.
他要我们呢在这些事情上经历，对着我们有益的。
If He tells us to ask Him for anything.
如果他要我们来寻求他为了任何事情
，It's not that he just wants us to stop with the asking.
那并不是说他我们就开始呢就不要再问再寻求了。
He wants us to ask and continue to ask.
他不但是要我们是来寻求呢，而且是不断的继续的在寻求。
And as we continue to ask, we find just like that disciple that our hearts are drawn out into seeking the Lord.
当我们呢不断的在寻求在询问的时候呢，就发觉我们好像那个门徒啊，他里面那个心呢被主所吸引来寻求主的自己。
And as he draws us into that fellowship with himself, there's a desire that's born within. We want to experience the things that he's talking about, not just read about it.
当我们带到一个跟主的交通的时候呢，我们的心呢带到一个地步，我们不是仅仅想要只是知道这些所教导的，我们还要真是经历这里面所说的。
So the Lord is showing us how we get there.
所以这个主呢告诉我们是如何到达那个地方。
And in many ways, very honestly, brothers and sisters, it might involve shaking up our world a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，在有些时候呢，好像他这件事情要震动一些我们的周遭环境。
Putting us in a difficulty that we can't figure out.
把我们放进在一个困难的环境里头，我们好像走不出来了。
Putting us into a time of difficulty, that's not easily resolved.
好像把我们放到一个困难的那个环境里头呢，我们好像没有办法解决了。
And all the while showing us how, poor we really are.
实在是显明了我们里头是何等的贫穷。
And how much we really need to seek Him for everything.
但是我们是何等的需要在每一件事情上来寻求他。
You know, that's the story that the Lord Jesus told.
这就是呢，主在这里所告诉我们的故事。
It was an illustration about this very thing.
这实在是对于这件事情呢，它一个很好的一个说明。
And he spoke of a man who found himself in an unexpected situation.
这里呢，他说到一个朋友，一个人呢，他在一个特别的情况底下。
It was very late at night. Probably this person had a long day at work, was very tired, was ready to retire for the night.
那是已经在半夜了。这个人他可能一天都非常的累的，有一个很那个一整天呢非常的累的，他到了晚上。
And all of a sudden there's a knocking on the door.
突然呢，到晚上有人在敲门。
And he looks out the window and he sees that it's a friend of his.
他的从窗户外面一看呢，是他的一个朋友。
And he looks very tired and very, very hungry.
这个朋友呢是非常的疲倦，非常的那个饥饿。
And this man is caught.
这个人呢被那个抓住了。
Now if it was a stranger out there, I don't even have to answer the door.
如果这是一个陌生人的话，我可能都不需要去应门的。
But it's a friend of mine.
但是呢是我一个朋友。
And he sees that the light is on, and the car is in the driveway, he knows I'm home.
这个我的朋友呢看见我里面有灯，他知道我的车在我的那个车道上，他知道我在家里头。
And he's tired and he's hungry and he needs a place to stay for the night, and I'm not ready.
这个朋友呢，他又累又饿，希望跟我住一晚上，但是呢，我实在是太累了，我没有办法接待。
There's no food. I don't have any food. I didn't get to go to the store yet. I was going to go tomorrow.
我这里在家里没有任何吃的了，我要得准备明天才去买东西呢。
The hour is very late.
这时间也是非常晚呢。
And he's suddenly confronted with the fact.Here's a need that I can't meet.
但是呢，突然的发觉呢，他来到一个 情形底下，他是这里有个需要，他不能够满足这个需要。
Now you think the Lord wants us to put ourselves in that man's place？
你想我们的主他是不是愿意把我们放在这个人的那个地位上呢
？Now what would you do if it happened to you？
如果这件事情发生在你身上怎么办呢
？There's a couple of choices there。
在那里，在这里有几个选择。
You could just send them away, just say I don't have anything. Go away。
或者呢，就打发他走，说我什么用都没有。
Or you could ask them to come in and just give them nothing.
或者是你可以找他进来，但是你什么也不能给他。
Okay, you can sleep there in the corner, and then in the morning you have to leave.
你可能就睡在一个角落里头，明天早上就请走吧。
Now, this man, perhaps he thought about those things.
这个人也许他想到了这些事。
But there was a way in which his sense of responsibility to his brother.Was much stronger than his consciousness of lack.
但是呢，他对于他的这个朋友的里头那个需要，好像也胜过他这周围的缺乏。
In other words, he said, "I don't have anything to give."
他也就是说了，他说我实在是没有任何东西可以给你。
But it's still my responsibility to give.
但是呢，实在是我还是我的责任，我必须要给。
Because God sent him to me.
因为呢 神把你把他送到我面前来。
If God didn't want me to care for his need, then he would send him somewhere else.
如果呢神呢 不照顾他的需要的话，他会把他打发到别的地方去的。
And if I tell him to go away, I'm just denying the Lord's word.
如果是我叫他打发他走的话呢，我实在是拒绝了神他自己的工作。
Because he told me to love my neighbor as I love myself.
因为他要我们的爱我们的邻舍呢，像爱我们自己一样。
And if I was standing in his position,
如果 我在他的那个地位上的话
How would I want to be treated?
我希望能怎么样 那个对待我呢
So you see this one He's concerned
这要看见一个人呢他 是关心的
And he recognizes there's one more possibility
但是他发现呢还有另外一个可能
But he would have to slip out the back door And he would have to run down the street to his friend's house
他呢必须要做一件事情，他从后门溜出去，然后赶快跑到他另外一个朋友的家里头。
Now he knows this friend is very wealthy.
那这个朋友呢，他是非常富有的。
And he has plenty of food.
他呢有很多很多的食物。
All the resources that you need.
他你要任何的东西他都有。
And he's very generous.
而且他是非常的慷慨的。
But there's a problem.
但是呢，这有一个问题。
It's very late.
这是非常晚了。
It's not a convenient time.
实在是不方便的时候。
If I go bother him now.
如果我去现在去烦他的话
He's not going to be my friend anymore.
他就不再是我的朋友了
He's going to tell me to go away.
他就叫我说走吧
And am I crazy to bother him at midnight?
难道是我真的是这样的疯狂要到这个晚上去
Is that the way you treat your friends?
就是你这样子对待你的朋友吗
And so there's all these thoughts that probably come to mind.
他都可能在这里头想到这许许多的事情
Very reasonable.
这实在是非常合理的
When was the last time you knocked on your friend's door at midnight?
那上一次你在半夜的时候你敲门是什么时候
To ask for a loaf of bread.
是向你朋友要一点那个面包。
I think most of us would just not even do that.
像我们的大部分人在我们这里就不会做这件事情。
We would be very embarrassed to do that.
如果我们做这件事情的话，我们觉得非常的害羞的。
But at the same time, here's a friend is in need.
但是呢，这里有一个朋友，他有这个需要。
And if we send him away, then the whole world will know that we're very unreasonable people.
那如果我们把他打发走的话呢，整个世界都会知道我们这个人是非常不合理的。
And that our heart is very hard.
我们的心呢，实在是非常的刚硬的。
So there's a decision, there's a crisis involved.
在这里。实在是有一个决定 要做的。
And this man has to make a decision. Am I going to go bother my wealthy friend in the night?
这个有个人他必须要做个决定，说我到底要不要在晚上去烦我那个富有的朋友呢
？Now in this story, the friend decides to go.
在这个故事里头呢，这个朋友他决定要去了。
And apparently he knocks on the door.
他呢去敲了他的朋友的门。
And his friend.Looks down, or maybe he just shouts down because he said he was already in the bed.
他这朋友也许是往底下看，或者是大声的说，因为他说他已经很晚了，他已经在床上了。
And the man down outside, he tells his friend everything.
他这个在门外的朋友就告诉他一切的事情。
Friend, I need three loaves of bread.
朋友，我实在是需要这个三篮子的那个面包。
And I know I can count on you because you're my friend.
我能够靠你，因为呢，我知道你是我的朋友。
And I know that you have plenty of bread.
我知道呢，你有许许多多面包。
Because I just saw you, you went to the supermarket the other day.
我这个这，因为我刚刚看到你去到那个这个超级市场了。
And what does his friend say?
哎，这个朋友怎么说呢
？Go away.
他说走开吧。
Don't bother me.
不要烦我了。
I'm already asleep.
我已经睡着了。
If I come down, all my kids are going to wake up.
我下来的话，所有的孩子们都要醒。
You're going to make my life miserable.
你要这实在是让我的那个这个生活实在是这很糟糕啊。
It just took me so long to get them to go to bed, and now you want me to wake them up again.
我花了好多时间把他们上床睡觉的，现在你要一下子把他们通通叫起来。
Now, what do you think went through that first man's mind?
那么你在想这个人他心中想些什么呢？
Probably he thought, I knew I shouldn't have come over here.
他说呢，我早就知道不应该来了。
Even before I left, I knew that if I came over here, it was completely unreasonable.
甚至我在离开之前，我就知道来这里实在是不合理的。
And it's exactly as I thought.
这实在是正是我当初所想象的。
Of course, it's not convenient. He's going to send me away.
这实在是不方便，他一定会打发我走的。
But now, this is when the Lord Jesus asks disciples to stop and consider.
这里呢，就是我们的主要他的门徒们呢，开始不要想那么多的事情。
Even if this man who's very wealthy,
因为虽然这个人呢，他是非常的富有。
Even if he told his friend to go away,
虽然呢，这个人呢，他要他的朋友走开了。
If that first man would just keep banging on the door.
如果这第一个人呢，他是不断的敲那个门的话
，Eventually he'll come down and say, "If you'll just go away, I'll give you anything you want."
那个人最终呢，他会下来，又跟他说，如果你走的话呢，你要什么我都给你。
Three loaves of bread, it's yours.
那个三块面包嘛，是你的了。
And the Lord Jesus saying, "If you just don't stop too soon."
我们的主就在说，你就不要停得太快。
And if you care more about the responsibility that he has given you than you care about bothering him.
如果呢你对你的责任是那么样的在意，那么你就不会会不断的去烦我们的主。
Now sometimes we may have a request, we may have something in our life that really needs the prayer of the saints to come behind.
我们呢，在我们的生命当中呢，有些时候我们实在是需要为着一些圣徒们祷告。
And we must say, well, I can't, I'm not very significant.
但是我们说呢，我们实在是算不了什么的人。
I can't bother the others with this.
我实在是不能够烦其他的人呢，为了这些事情。
But you find oftentimes, brothers and sisters, that that's the very thing that the Lord wants us to take up in prayer.
但是呢。许多时候呢，就是在这些事情上，主要我们祷告。
And it's just like this little story.
就像这个小小的故事里面所说的。
All that it took was enough persistence to continue.
在这里呢，唯一我们需要做的就是，坚持持续的不断的叩门。
And the prayer would be answered.
那么祷告呢，就会得到应允。
That situation.Would be met by the Lord.
那么那件事情呢，主他会答应的。
And everything that's needed would be supplied.
一切的需要呢，神会供应。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you think that the Lord will design situations in our lives to bring us to that place?
弟兄姊妹们，你想我们的主在我们的生命当中，是不是他会设计一些事情让我们带到这个地步呢
？I know I'm the worst offender in this.
我自己呢是那个这么样的经历过的。
Sometimes I'll pray for a matter and then I'll just leave it alone.
有的时候呢，我就是祷告完了以后，我们就不管了。
And I have an idea where the Lord can do whatever He wants to do.
我们在想说，那个主呢，你要做任何事情，你可以做任何事情你要做的。
And I already asked the Lord once, maybe I asked Him 2-3 times.It's okay.
我已经那个求过主一次了，那么至多再求过2-3次，这样就可以了。
But sometimes it seems like the Lord just makes me wait a long time.
但是呢，有些时候呢，我的主呢就要我们等候一段长的时间。
And I start to realize that what is it that the Lord is seeking?
然后我们发觉呢，我们才来明白说，到底主他在寻求什么
？Is He holding back something?
到底我们的主他是不是抓了一些事情不给我们呢
？That he's reluctant to give it.
他是不是犹豫的不愿意给我们呢
？Is there some way where the Lord is hiding himself?
是不是我们的主呢他把他自己向我们隐藏呢
Or he wants us to be on the outside?
或者是他要我们那个就在外面等呢
Brothers and sisters, our Lord has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们父已经在耶稣基督里面赐给我们天上一切属灵的福气了
God spared not his only begotten son.
神呢不既然不把他那个独生的爱子宝贝的爱子呢为我们舍了
He delivered him up to be an offering for our sins.
他把他的儿子呢交付呢成为我们的赎罪祭
And if he would do that, wouldn't he give us everything?
如果他这件事情都做了他难道不把岂不把万事都给我们吗
There's no reluctance on his part.
在他的那边的话是没有任何一点犹豫的
But he does want to examine our hearts.
但是呢他实在是要来看看我们的心是什么
How much do we really care?
到底我们呢有多么样的关心
When we say, hallowed be thy name.
当我们说愿人都尊你的名
为圣的时候 When we say thy kingdom come.
当我们说你的国降临的时候
When we say thy will be done on earth right here as it is in heaven.
当说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上的时候
Is that really what our heart is?
那实在是我们的心是这么样的想吗
Or is that just what our word is?
还是只是我们怎么这么说说而已
Now you see it was just in our word.
也不是仅仅是我们所说的话而已
Then our spirit will faint.
我们如果只是这样子的话我们的心呢我们的那个灵啊就会那个失去就会
But the Lord has designed this situation that we're in right now.
但是呢神呢我们今天所在的任何的环境里头所处的环境里面都是我们的主他所设计的
To draw us out of ourselves.
是把我们从我们自己里头呢带出来
To draw us out of our passivity and taking things for granted.
把我们呢带到一个地步不是认为任何事情呢都是理所当然的
And to really establish our hearts.
是把我们的心呢能够坚固起来
If he makes us wait,
如果要我们等候的话
His purpose is behind it.
他的目的就在后头
If he seems not to hear our request,
如果呢他好像并没有听我们祷告的话
It's because he's dealing with you and me.
因为呢他是在对付你跟对付我
And he's working in us that kind of persistence that won't let go just when the going gets rough.
他就要我们学习一个功课呢就是当事情最难的时候呢还能够坚持得下去
Now brothers and sisters,I just want to leave you with this thought.
弟兄姊妹们，我只想留给弟兄姊妹这么一个思想。
Oftentimes, we can approach matters like corporate prayer or Bible study in a religious way.
很多时候呢，我们一同来在地教会一同祷告，一同来查经的时候呢，我们很可能都是只落在那个宗教的那个外貌底下。
As an obligation to be fulfilled.
好像呢，我们是必须要去实现的一个责任。
As a duty to perform.
好像是我们呢是必须要完成的一个责任。
But the Lord is after something much more than that.
但是呢我们主所要的呢是远远超过这些的。
And he might shake us up a little bit.
他可能使我们呢能够更震动了我们。
Now I'll be very honest with you.
我必须非常的诚实的跟你说。
Friday night, there was a youth meeting at one of the brother's house.
礼拜五晚上呢那么有在一个弟兄的家里头有一个青少年的聚会。
And young people get together to study the Bible and we worship the Lord together.
这些青年的弟兄姊妹们他们聚在一起一同来读主的话我们一同来敬拜我们的神。
And really thank the Lord. There are some high school kids thatThey really have a heart to seek the Lord and they do the Bible study.
我们实在是感谢主有些高中生呢他们实在是在寻求他们有那个心呢寻求神他们一同来读主的话。
And sometimes they get stuck somewhere where then one of us may be there to just add a little bit.
有的时候呢他们呢在一些事情上面呢他们过不去了。
But brother and sister, as much as I love to be there with them.
弟兄姊妹我实在是喜欢跟他们在一起。
When Friday night comes around, I am extremely tired.
但是呢，到礼拜五晚上的时候呢，我是非常非常的疲倦。
And that couch looks very comfortable.
但是呢，那个沙发呢，看起来是非常非常的舒服的。
And there's a way in which it'd be so much easier just to eat a nice dinner and just settle down.
那很容易的是礼拜五晚上我吃一个好的晚餐，我就休息了。
And I'll be honest with you, sometimes there's a grumbling that's in my heart.
但是呢弟兄姊妹们我得诚实地说了在我心里头呢就有一些不安。
And I'm grumbling. I can't find my guitar pick.
我这里头有一些抱怨，我说这个我找不到我这个这吉他的那个 pick.
Or I can't find that shirt that makes me look like I weigh less.
我或者说我找不到一件衣服呢，看我能够这个瘦一点。
And I just got a grumble, and my wife said, "What is wrong with you?"
我正在那里发怨言抱怨的时候呢，我太太跟我说，你到底怎么回事啊
？And I said, "Oh, I'm late. There's nothing wrong."
她说是没什么事，我只不过晚了。
And then I get in the car and I start to drive, and there's a big traffic jam.
然后呢，我就进了我的车了，开始这个上路了。结果呢，这么有一个。交通阻塞。
And I wonder why is it that some people want to drive 30 miles an hour and some people want to drive 100 miles an hour?
但我有时候就很奇怪，说为什么有些人他们喜欢开这个一小时三十里，时速三十里，有些人开的就是时速一百里。
And why are there so many trucks on the road at 8 o'clock at night?
为什么到晚上八点钟还有这么多的卡车呢
？And you know, this past Friday, the Lord just really impressed very deeply what my problem was.
但弟兄姊妹在过去的这个礼拜五晚上的时候呢，神在我的心里头告诉我的问题在什么地方
？And it was I was divided inside.
是我在我的心里头呢是分开来的。
Part of me wanted to go to the Bible study.
在我的心里这一部分呢，他愿意去这个查经。
And part of me wanted to stay home and sit down on the couch.
但是另外的一半的我呢，希望能够就留在家里头躺在沙发上吧。
And that's why I was so miserable because part of me was going this way and part of me was going.
这是为什么里头啊这么样的这么样的烦躁，因为我一半的人要这样走，一半的要那样走。
And I just felt the Lord just come right to my heart. Do you really want to do this? What do you really want to do?
然后我就发觉了主在我心里跟我说呢，你真的愿意这么做吗？你到底要做什么呢
？And I just had that sense that the Lord was not forcing me to do anything.
然后我就发觉呢，我的主呢，他不是他逼我做任何事情。
And His presence with those young people on a Friday night is sufficient.
他自己跟着这些。年轻人在礼拜晚上在一起呢，就足够了。
But I can be a part of what the Lord's doing. If I don't want to do that wholeheartedly, then I don't have to.
我呢，如果去的话呢，可以跟我们的主的一同工作，跟他们一同在一起。但是如果我不是一心的、全心的想要去的话呢，我不需要去。
Now I didn't hear a voice out of the cloud, but when I was sitting in the traffic jam.I felt like the Lord was dealing with me.
我不是说是从云上面是听见一句话跟我说话，但是我在那个车子里头的时候，实在是觉得主在我里面说话。
Now I prayed that day.
那天呢，我这样祷告。
I prayed for the Bible study.
为着那个查经祷告。
And I prayed for a lot of things.
我同时为了许许多的事情祷告。
I prayed that the Lord's will would be done in the meeting.
我祷告呢是盼望主的旨意呢在这个聚会当中能够成就。
The Lord's presence would touch the hearts of all.
那个主的同在呢，那是碰摸着每一个在那参加聚会的人。
The Lord would give light on His word.
那主呢是在他的话语上面能够发出他的亮光。
And the Lord would speak to that young person that hadn't received Him yet.
要主呢向那一位还没有接受主的那个年轻人向他说话。
But you see, underneath all of those requests, there was something going on in my heart that the Lord knew.
你知道吗？在那许许多的外面的，在这些要求底下呢，主知道我心里头想的是什么。
And so I think He hid my guitar pick.
我想呢，我知道我的主呢，把我那个弹吉他的那个东西把那个藏起来了。
And I think He sent all those tractor trailers just at that time.
我知道我的主呢，那时候打发那么多的卡车呢，就在我的前面。
Because there's something that He's really seeking.
因为呢，在那里有主呢，他实在是寻找一些东西。
That's deeper than religious obligation.
那实在是比那个宗教的一些责任呢，来得更深的。
Well, what will the other brother and sister say if I don't show up at the Bible study?
如果我那个查经的时候我不在那里的话，底下其他弟兄姊妹会怎么说呢
？They'll say he must be sitting at home on the couch.
他们一定会说，这个人一定是在躺在家里沙发上。
And they would be right.
他们呢，很可能是对的。
Now if that bothers me.I shouldn't be going to the Bible study.
这件事情呢，实在是里头烦了我了，让我觉得我不该去了。
But if it's so that the Father can be honored.
但是呢，只要父的名呢被尊为圣。
If it's so that His kingdom can come.
所以呢，而且呢，他的国能够降临。
Well, then I need to learn how to praise Him. in the midst of the traffic jam.
就算是在这个交通阻塞的当中呢，我要来学怎么样的赞美他。
And to thank him for the privilege of being able to fellowship with my brothers and sisters.
而且为了他能够让我能够跟弟兄的姊妹有一些交通的，来感谢主。
I don't need to say thy kingdom come. I need to submit to my Lord right here in this.
我不需要说。这个愿你的国降临。我所要做的就是在这个时候，就是为向着我的主他的旨意降服。
And I need to acknowledge that He's right and that I'm wrong.
我必须要认识呢，是说他是对的，我是错的。
And that His will is more important than mine.
那他的旨意呢，是远远超过我的旨意的。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm sure that day by day we all find ourselves in situations like that.
弟兄姊妹，我想每一天我们都遇到这样的事情。
Just don't think that it's the enemy come to attack you all the time.
不要想说这个总是这个仇敌呢来攻击我们。
It just may be that the Lord is dealing with you.
也许呢是主呢在对付你。
And he wants you to really seek him.
他要你呢来单单来寻求他。
You remember how David put it, one thing have I asked of the Lord.
你记得大卫怎么说呢？有一件事我要来寻求我们的主。
That will I seek after.
那我一生要寻求的。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days.
就是一生一世要住在他的殿中。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰他的容颜。
To inquire in his temple.
在他的殿里求问。
One thing.
只有一件事。
Not many things.
不是很多事的。
The Lord is working our life to bring us to where what we desire, what we ask for, what we seek is that one thing.
主在我们身上带我们去寻求，带我们寻找，带我们叩门，主至终的就带我们到那一件事情。
And he can use anything. He can use a guitar pick. He can use a traffic jam. He can use a building that's fallen apart.
他可以用着那个弹吉他的那个小东西，他可以用得着这个在交通当中许多那个卡车，他可以用的一个正要垮了的那个建筑物。
He can use a little tiny apartment where there's 20, 30 brothers and sisters gathered there.
他可以用着一个小小的那个公寓，有二三十个弟兄姊妹挤在那里。
He can use your boss giving you a hard time.
他可以用着你的老板给你一些难处。
And making you think, well, I feel too bad to go to prayer meeting tonight.
我让你觉得是我实在是今天实在太难过，我不愿意去祷告聚会了。
Brothers and sisters, he's behind it all.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他是在这所有的事情的背后的。
He wants to work all those things together for good.
他要让这许多的事情的一同来为着我们的好利益效力的。
Let's trust him to do that.
让我们信靠他做这件事情。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship together.
亲爱的宝贝的主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we do commit your word to you.
我实在把你的话再一次交到你的手中。
We pray that you'd write these things into our lives.
我们祷告你把这些话写在我们的心上。
Lord, open our eyes.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Make our ears to hear.
让我们的耳朵能够听。
Make our hearts sensitive to your working in our lives.
让我们这个心真是能够敏锐在你在我们身上的工作。
Lord, make that number one priority in our life that we want to glorify you.
让这个我们能够愿意来荣耀主这件事情，当我们让成为我们心中最重要的一件事。
That we want your kingdom to be expressed among us on this earth.
我们盼望你的国呢，是显在我们当中。
And we want your beloved son to be seen and known.
我们盼望你的儿子呢，在被人所看见，被人所认识。
Lord, we trust you that your love will never let us go.
我们是相信呢，你永远不会让我们自己走的。
And so we pray, Lord, that from day to day and every time we gather, Lord, that you would teach us how to pray.
主啊，所以我们当每天我们都来祷告，你教导我们如何来祷告。
Lord, we ask it in your precious name.
奉你的宝贝的名祈求。阿门。